Good day, fellow dealmakers. We got 7 minutes on the clock. We're going to have a conversation with a guy who went from opera singer to mergers, acquisitions, and some really interesting things of how they invest in businesses. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, man. All right. So we got quick time. Talk to us about your journey from opera singer to M&A.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be an opera singer when I was, 13, 14 years old. I fell in love with it. Not the typical thing that, a 13, 14 year old guy falls in love with, but I really enjoyed like the creative expression in music. And that was kind of the chosen instrument. So I ended up going to college for music on a full ride. And then I got a full ride for my graduate degree. And so that's kind of the path that I thought I was on. I realized though, maybe a little bit later than some other people, hey, it's really hard to make a living at this. And money is kind of sporadic coming in. And when it does come in, guess what? It's not that much money. And you got to live in some really expensive parts of the country to do it and this and that. And so eventually I realized that I needed to get a real job in order to afford the lifestyle that I wanted, which, wasn't anything luxurious, but it was like, having health insurance and, being able to pay my rent. So I went and got a job in healthcare. I worked in pharma sales for a little bit, for a large pharmaceutical company. Yep. And kind of used that to pivot into doing technology. So what I did was I used that pharma industry to pivot into selling software and consulting on software, and taught myself all about, SQL databases and Linux operating systems and all of that, and started doing some consulting with different pharmacies. So we were basically an enterprise software solution for pharmacies. Then I used that to pivot into working for a health system, because the pharmacy industry, if anybody knows, it's very low margin. It's not an awesome industry to be in. Just look at what CVS and Walgreens are doing right now, and you can kind of see the difficulties there. So I wanted to be in broader healthcare. So went into a health system, eventually worked my way up to be, in charge of the technology division for strategy and operations. So I was like one step below the CIO, who was running the division, but I was like the number two, helping him run the division. And then COVID hit. So COVID hit, and if you're following along at home, I was in public health. I was at a county hospital, public health, and in COVID, which means technology was at a premium. So that was a really interesting time, and I got very burned out. I also got sick. So I got COVID, really impacted my heart. I was supposed to have a heart transplant. Was able to recover from all of that. Really long story short. Was able to get on some oral medications and, in and out of the hospital all year. But the reason I bring it up is because that's how I kind of got to mergers and acquisitions, is like, I had been obsessed with buying a company since 2018, when I read the Harvard Business Review Guide to Buying Small Businesses. And I read about this guy who bought a porta potty business. I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. I grew up in a neighborhood with small business owners, but I didn't realize those businesses could be traded, bought and sold. I thought you either started the business or you inherited the business from your dad.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you could buy one. And so once I figured out that, hey, you can buy one of these things, like, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be a tech entrepreneur. I don't want to do any of that. I want to go ahead and buy a company with immediate product market fit, immediate cash flow, with leverage, so that I could grow it over time and sort of build equity by paying off the debt. So I got a deal under contract in 2018, thought it was awesome. I had a certain amount of equity that I was putting in, went to underwriting, came back, and they're like, we're going to need you to double your equity investment. And I said, can't do it. That's all the money I had. Didn't know I could raise capital, didn't know any of that stuff. And so then I let the deal die. After my health crisis in 22, I kicked off a new search because I was obsessed with making this happen, and then bought a company within a year. So started in January 22, bought in January 23. And at that point I knew that you could raise capital. And so I went out and did it. I raised $800,000 in 5 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, first time raising capital. $50,000 minimum investment. So you can kind of do the math real quick and realize that my cap table is very large. Which was a grind. Like it was a significant grind to do, especially when you consider like there's so many firsts in buying your deal, your first business, your first time probably going through an SBA loan, your first time working with attorneys, your first time doing any real due diligence. Like there's so much that you have to go through, and then to layer a capital raise on top of it is incredibly stressful. So I was in the fortunate position to be oversubscribed in my raise. One of the investors came back to me and they said, "Hey, do you have any searchers who are looking for capital? We're looking to start a fund." And the kind of light bulb went off. And I'm like, I want to talk to you guys about this fund thing because it would have solved so many of my problems in the raise just to be able to go to one person who can write a large enough check to take out the majority of my raise. And that's where Fruition Capital comes from. So we started Fruition Capital almost immediately after I closed my deal. And then we've raised $5 million in our first fund. We write checks into B2B businesses, into entrepreneurs who are buying these B2B businesses, $600,000 to $800,000, check size, businesses that are doing between $1 million and $2 million in EBITDA. Like I said, B2B, 10 plus years in business, consistent earnings, all of that kind of stuff. So it's been a wild ride. We're kicking off our second fund in August, and that'll be a $20 million fund. So we're gonna make about 20 or 30 investments out of that fund. And if you want to learn more about this is something we'd love to talk to you about, either as an investor, you want to put capital to work passively in these lower middle market businesses, or if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be a sponsor and you found a deal, or you just want to talk about, what finding a deal looks like, you can find me at my last name, Biebelhausen.com. I'm pretty easy to find. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, or you can go to my website, or you can visit us at fruitioncapcap.com.
Cool. Guys, I hope you are enjoying the 7-minute series. Let me stop this timer real quick. What I love doing is sharing someone's journey, especially pivoting from, corporate into deal maker. So I hope you are enjoying these series, and we want to give everybody a deal makers a place to do that. If you have a story that you'd like to share in 7 minutes or less, or a specific deal, head on over to thedealscout.com, fill out a quick form, maybe get you on the show next. Till then, we'll talk to you all on the next episode. See everybody.